be a kingdom of priests to our God, we welcome you. Grace you in peace. As we rejoice in the Word made flesh, who comes among us to reveal God's glory, so we pray this kingly reign may be acknowledged throughout the world. And so we pray for the unity and mission of Christ's Church, for the ministers of the Gospel of Christ and all of whom we bear witness. We pray for this world which was already Christ's, that we may have reverence for the natural order and respect for every person made in the image and likeness of God. And we pray for those who stand in need, for the lonely, the fearful and the anxious, for the sick and the bereaved, and for all who have no one to pray for them. May God our Father take us and use us in his service. May he open our eyes to see his glory and equip us to bless his people, now and at all times. Stand in the
Thank you.
come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your hearts shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you. The young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. For the coastlands shall wait for me, the ships of Tarshish first, to bring your children from far away, their silver and gold with them. For the name of the Lord your God, and for the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified you. Here ends the lesson.
Reach to the end of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and His Holy One, to one deeply despised, abhorred by the nation, the slave of rulers. Kings shall see and stand up, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves, because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel has chosen you. Thus says the Lord, in a time of favour I have answered you, on a day of salvation I have helped you. I have kept you and given you as a covenant to the people, to establish the land, to apportion the desolate heritage, saying to the prisoners, come out. To those who are in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed along the ways, on all the bare heights shall be their pastures. They shall not hunger or thirst. Neither scorching wind nor sun shall strike them down. For he who has pity on them will lead them, and by springs of water will guide them. I will turn all my mountains into a road, and my highways shall be raised up. Lo, these shall come from far away, and lo, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Sinai. Sing for joy, O heavens, and exult, O earth. Break forth, O mountains, into singing, for the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on his suffering ones. Here ends the lesson.
Thank you.
east of Jerusalem and see the joy that is coming to you from God. Look, your children are coming, whom you sent away. They are coming together from east and west at the word of the Holy One, rejoicing in the glory of God. Take off the garment of your sorrow and affliction, O Jerusalem, and put on forever the beauty of the glory from God. Put on the robe of the righteousness that comes from God. Put on your head the diadem of the glory of the everlasting. For God will show your splendor everywhere under heaven. For God will give you evermore the name, righteous peace, godly glory. Arise, O Jerusalem, stand upon the height and look towards the east, and see your children gathered from west and east at the word of the Holy One, rejoicing that God has remembered them, for they went out from you on foot, led away by their enemies. But God will bring them back to you, carried in glory as on a royal throne. For God has ordered that every high mountain and the everlasting hills be made low, and the valleys filled up to make level ground, so that Israel may walk safely in the glory of God. The woods and every fragrant tree have shaded Israel at God's command. For God will lead Israel with joy, in the light of His glory, with the mercy and righteousness that come from Him. Here ends the lesson.
dry land, and I will shake all the nations, so that the treasure of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with splendor, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The latter splendor of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give prosperity, says the Lord of hosts. Here ends the lesson.
Fruit, producing its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree
are for the healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there anymore, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and there will be no more night. They need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. Here ends the lesson.
Christ came and proclaimed the gospel, peace to those who are far off and peace to those within.
peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us offer one another a sign of Christ's peace.